98% of our tenants are excellent tenants and they abide by the law, they do everything by the book, and then we have a 2% of ones out there that go into estates and they cause havoc. And what happens then is, Michaela, that good tenants then are on to us that they want to move because they can't live there. Whenever the council issue letters to these people asking them to stop the antisocial behaviour that is going on, after numerous letters and maybe solicitor's letters, but eventually by the time if you're trying to remove these people from these estates, it could take up to a year. And you end up, maybe during that year, we would have maybe three or four other families that have left that estate and they maybe gone into private rented, but they're still possibly on the council housing list. They're maybe getting HAP payments and then we have to try and find a house again for them. In the first place, they had done nothing wrong, but they just could not live on the conditions that they were living in, being harassed and terrorised by a few individuals on these estates.
And the council has confirmed that they have received a number of reports in recent days and they are investigating. But as you say, this is ultimately putting extra pressure on the housing waiting list.
If you look at our area meeting, I think since January this year, we've had 21 people who have left our council accommodation. Now, in fairness, a lot of them may have left for different reasons. But I would say if you look through the 21, there are definitely at least five or six of those that have left because of they just couldn't live in that area. And it's not just one estate that we have. It's all throughout the county. There are just different individuals, and no matter where they move to, they cause trouble. And they seem to get away with it. And the decent people who want to live, come and go and do their work and live in peace, are not being allowed to do that.